Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app.
Oh, man, did I not put that little thing in there?
What? What'd you forget?
Did I? And I just totally ignored it when I was playing. Hang on.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Yeah.
Listen live
right.
on the Odyssey app.
All right, good start.
Wake up.
All right.
Not again.
What is it doing? Okay, let's pretend none of that happened.
None of it happened.
Hey, thanks for joining us today.
We'll start one more time.
Let me put this back in, and then
I'll
put the
other thing.
No,
do it again.
Yeah, one more time.
Are you really?
Yeah. Just get it right. Okay, here we go. Well, hello, friends, and thank you for joining us for today's Dave and Mahoney Show.
Have a feeling, gonna be well polished and executed show today.
Everything is going to be perfect, I promise you. And you know, let's just get things going like we normally do. Some good news and some bad news to kick things off. What would you like first, Sarah Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Some bad news, yeah. So this is kind of an awkward conversation. It's at a place called Fort Gerhard. It's a museum actually located in Poland. And they're...
Over in Poland.
Poland.
I like to go to Poland.
That's a thing. It's a strip club.
Oh, I was thinking of a different type of...
Well,
never mind.
You would actually be a little closer, Mahoney, because the fine folks who work at this museum have had to ask the visitors that come there to please stop having the adult relations amongst all of the exhibits of the guns and tanks and heavy...
Wait,
artillery.
Is this like a World War II museum?
Yes.
And people are getting sexy in there.
It's kind of hot.
No. There's nothing hot about
Nazis?
World War II.
No. Not about World War II, but like getting it on a tank. Come on.
Or like near a tank?
Yeah.
No, there's not.
In a tank?
You've been in a tank?
Nah.
They're not comfortable.
Small.
Have you?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
When?
I did.
When?
I did.
In Call
when?
Of Duty?
When?
Yeah.
Last week.
I don't know. I see the appeal. I also understand why they are none too pleased that people are, denigrating their museum.
Yeah, man. It's a place to reflect, to see, to take in what these things mean, not to get your rocks off.
It's happening every week. So the director of the museum said that in less than a month, they've already had 3 recordings of lovers getting it on at the museum.
I'm wondering if it's different people, the same person. Also, if protection is being used.
True.
Dinosaur museum, on the other hand, sexy.
A dinosaur museum?
Let me see that stegosaurus, baby.
You go nowhere near the long necks, though.
I'm like, hey, T-Rex, I see you got small hands. Tiny arms.
It's terrifying, though. I don't think that a museum... would be the place for me, you know?
That doesn't get your wheels turning?
No.
Even if
it's in Poland?
Not in Poland. No. Sorry.
Say, when they're done with me after that dinosaur museum, I'm going to have a stegosaur ass.
Okay. a megasaur ass, man.
Okay.
All right. Some good news today as well. Smart glasses, up to this point, I'd say... universally, flop. A total flop.
Yeah. I mean, the Snapchat glasses were dumb. The
terrible.
Google glasses
Google.
Were dumb.
Yes. Remember when Facebook was trying to do their glasses?
Yeah, they have those, I guess,
they're like Ray-Bans.
And who's wearing those?
No one.
You're a dork if you are.
But this is pretty cool. So a new pair of smart glasses has been launched for people who are deaf or suffer from hearing loss, and it allows them to see the conversations.
Now, this is
like
a pair
captioning.
Of
it's like
technology
closed captioning, yes,
that I
exactly.
can get behind.
And it instantly is projected in front of the wearer's eyes, so they're able to have a normal-ish conversation, right? Because the person's talking in real time, it transcribes it, they can sit there and read it, and that is a total game changer.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of talk about ducks, though, I imagine.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Mahoney, do you ever wonder, like, what makes an athlete as good as they are, even as they start to get a little bit older? Because, you know, you think about Tom Brady is the most obvious example, right? 45 years old and still out there knocking on the door of Super Bowls.
I mean, the most Super Bowl rings out of not only any person, but any organization ever, the greatest quarterback of all time. And I'm not a Tom Brady fan. Just, you know.
You're calling it what it is.
It is what it is.
It's pretty undeniable.
A historic career. What else do you have to do to prove? Or, you know, like, what else is there left to prove? There's really nothing.
Yeah, but I'm not mad at him if he's still got it and
you
he's
do,
out there.
Do
like,
what you want to do. Yeah.
Exactly. If you can still play and not get injured and you're having fun doing it, then good for you. And
I mean,
another,
I would have retired after my very first signing bonus.
So for somebody like, oh my gosh, so for somebody like me who I just can't keep up with the whiplash that is Tom Brady and what he's deciding to do, is he still in the league or has he officially retired?
So,
Gronk is the one that retired.
Yeah, exactly. Gronk retired. So Tom retired and then unretired and then, you know, came back last year and was, again, pretty close to the Super Bowl. And with the team that they put together this year, it's going to be real interesting. Like, so Tampa's going to make another run.
Back, but he also has a contract waiting for him for whenever he decides to do broadcasting.
For $357 million.
Okay, that's so confusing. All right, so he's there until he's not.
Right. When he decides to hang it up, then he instantly just walks right over to the broadcast booth and starts making more money than he did while he was playing football.
Wild.
Which, that kind of is a testament to him as an athlete. You know, like him wanting to continue the game, even though that there's something on the other side that's a little bit more financially, I mean, like whatever. He's got more money than he knows what to do with, I'm sure. But, you know, he has the opportunity and he still wants to play the game.
What drives other athletes?
Well, so it was interesting because I hosted that event, whatever it was, a couple of months ago where Aaron Rodgers was the guest. Uh-huh. And my job was to interview him. And I asked him that question because Tom Brady's contract with Fox had been announced. And it's just an obscene amount of money. And you think about Aaron Rodgers and as analytical as he is, and you go, okay, would this guy also want to walk from the field to the broadcast booth and get an insane deal like that? And he was just like, nah, no interest at all.
Really?
He wanted to host Jeopardy.
Yeah, he wanted to host Jeopardy. Otherwise, he's like, I want to kind of sail off into the sunset. For now, maybe he'll be back, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, that's also him talking while he's still in it.
And right, like his entire life, he's had everyone watching him, and the way that his career has gone is amazing, but it's safe to say that Aaron Rodgers has, like, changed a bit over the years, right? Like, he was this pretty, like, kind of clean-cut, excellent quarterback, but then you didn't really hear much about him off the field, and now he's, like, showing up to training camp dressed as Nicolas Cage from Con Air, and, I mean, it's just a totally different persona.
He kind of reminds me of that weirdo professor you had in college that, like, you never knew what personality type you were going to get from him next.
He's become that guy, yeah.
It's like whatever movie he's watched is the character he absorbs.
And or whoever he's dating at the time is sort of whoever he is. Yeah. But
I also think that Aaron Rodgers has a bit of envy towards someone like Tom Brady.
You think so?
I mean, you look at 7 Super Bowls versus 1.
Sure. Yeah, but I mean, he's still a Super Bowl winning quarterback. But
that's one versus a contemporary at the same time as you.
No.
Who's, you know.
No, he's
that's
in
a
the
massive comparison.
Has got rings on 2 hands.
Yeah.
That's a massive comparison. That's like, seriously, well, I mean, I was going to say the NBA or whatever, trying to compare yourself to like Michael Jordan or whatever.
I mean, it's different. Like, you compare Kobe, LeBron, Jordan, you know, Bill Russell, Kareem. You know, the vast majority of those guys all had different eras. But, like, Brady and Rodgers
came
were,
up the same time.
Like, the exact same time.
But this is what's interesting. So, this week there was a podcast that was released that Aaron Rodgers was on, and he was talking about what led to his best season ever, and he dropped something that I was not expecting.
Drugs.
Yes.
Really?
What kind of drugs?
DMT.
He's hallucinating. He's like, I've got a playbook, man.
He's been watching too much Rogan.
He has. He's become one of those dudes where he's like, he went on a trip, I guess, with Danica Patrick when they were dating at the time. And it was one of those trips where you go tripping balls off.
Yeah.
Yes. And he said that it changed his life. And he, you know.
Oh, boy.
He's
Would
a
you
DMT
hear
dude.
That? You know, like, I mean, I know that they're doing a lot of microdosing of, like, of things like mushrooms. Yeah. For people who have, like, PTSD.
But mushrooms compared to DMT are night and day.
I am totally aware.
Like, you are going to blow your mind. And apparently he did. And he said it helped him?
He said it led to his best season ever when he won the league MVP and the whole bit.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers, you do you.
Was he doing it, like, before games?
No. He went on this trip and then came back from his trip and it opened his mind in such spectacular ways. He was seeing the world differently and
So are we on the depressive slope here of Aaron Rodgers? Is that why he's dressing like Nicolas Cage showing up to pre-workouts?
Yeah, but if it leads to, okay, you're going to have the best season of your entire career to now you're dressing like Nicolas Cage from Con Air.
That's the depressive stage.
Yeah, there's peaks and valleys.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone. I guess. A question for all of you. What did you think about the Batwoman movie being shelved by Warner Brothers? And they spent, you know, $9 million on it or $90 million-something dollars on it. And they said the main character may be on the run from authorities, so they won't really give a solid why they're shelving it.
Message deleted.
So I believe that you're right on part of that. It's closer to $90 million as far as the amount of money that they've sunk into it. It really is interesting that they decided to shelve it after spending that much. I don't believe that the main character is on the run from the authorities.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Spreading rumors, Mary.
I think it's because the movie just was really bad.
Which is so crazy to me because we were talking about this the other day. $90 million for you just to sweep that under the rug with no even Insta-streaming? Like, the acting was that bad? The writing was that bad? The production was that bad?
And there's big stars in that. Batwoman being played by Leslie Grace, but Brendan Fraser was also in it. Michael Keaton was going to be in it, and J.K. Simmons.
Wow.
All of which are pretty good actors.
I love Michael Keaton.
And all of these people read the scripts beforehand.
I mean,
you know what I mean. Like, these are major producers of a major film. For it to be this bad is pretty unheard of.
I mean, so bad that it's unreleased. This may be one of the biggest debacles in cinema history.
Do you think that somebody like Michael Keaton, because I just put him on a pedestal, I think he is so fantastic.
He is fantastic.
He might be in maybe like my top 20 favorites. Maybe top 10. That's
Dope
questionable.
Sick or what was it that made you?
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice is up there. Yeah. Think about that. But also, what was the Birdman or whatever it was?
Birdman.
Yeah, it was so good.
He won an actor for that. The Founder.
He was also a Batman, was he not?
He was the original.
Yeah. Yes,
well,
he's OG.
The original movie Batman.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
Adam West was the original.
Okay.
Sure. Television Batman.
Do you think that somebody like Michael Keaton would like be like, I do not want to be associated with this? Like, can actors hold that much power?
So they used to, I think. You know, I mean, he hasn't been in a lot of stuff that has gone really bad. I mean, his career has gotten really, really good. I mean, when you talk about Birdman, The Founder, those movies, Dope Sick, Spotlight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah,
you're talking like
massive movies.
And he's 70 years old. So, I mean, like,
what?
I think his career, he hasn't slipped. But like somebody like Al Pacino, on the other hand, like there is no expectation that movie is going to be good with Al Pacino or Robert De Niro anymore.
No, it's just a payday.
But Michael Keaton, I still think that I associate him with great movies and great acting. Like, he still gives a damn. Like, it's not just a payday.
So are we kind of happy that Batwoman then?
Brendan Fraser needs a win. He does.
Dude, the internet's behind him.
Isn't he? No, he's going to be doing something where
he's 600-pound, like the whale, or whatever it's called.
He's got, Brendan Fraser's, he's already a part of the DC Universe. He's in whatever that HBO Max show is.
Fat Man.
No, Dave.
No?
It's not. That's not what it's. No.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Taco Bell's Mexican pizza is permanently coming back. Is there a menu item that you miss and really want to return?
Message deleted.
I'll tell you, it's not a menu item. It's the spicy honey mustard that Wendy's used to have. They had
The brownie.
Dijon,
it was like the brownie yellow.
They don't carry that anymore.
Seeds.
No, that was. It used to come standard with. I forget what item it was. I know you could get it with the chicken nuggets, but they discontinued it, and I do miss it.
I don't know if I've ever told you this, Audrey.
Oh gosh.
It was about 12, 13 years ago when I was first thinking about buying a house. And one of the criteria for me buying a house is that my house could be no further than 2 miles away from a Wendy's.
That's true.
You were so obsessed.
Like, I mean, this was, you know, I was all in on Wendy's. Mm-hmm. And there's a Wendy's near our station that has done such a poor job. That
worst
is
bad franchise,
Wendy's
yeah.
That
in
has
America.
Ruined me to all Wendy's. I drive by other ones. I don't even look at them anymore.
Wow.
And I loved
and
it.
You used to be in love.
Yes.
That I would thought you were going to say the main criteria was that I had to have like some type of fountain, like a sauce fountain.
A sauce fountain.
I didn't know. That's pretty on par for Mahoney. Yeah. I mean, like a fountain for cheese.
The only problem with fountains for cheese, they get clogged because the cheese gets so thick.
Well, because that's on an improper setting. We know whenever it comes to the crappy cheese, the nacho cheese that you get at like ballparks and movie theaters.
Cheese of all time.
That stuff stays like liquid gold. You don't have to worry about that clogging anything other than your
you.
Butt.
You know, my wife, every time we're at Costco, I look by, it's a big, giant blue
container of nacho cheese called Que Bueno.
It's like the 5-gallon like paint drum, right?
Yeah, and my wife will, I look at it every time, and I'm like, it's $25. I got $25. Why can't I have a giant can of nacho cheese?
You know Winnie the Pooh in the movie, whenever he takes the honey, and he's just like
fisting
it? You
can just see Mahoney walking around.
That's Mahoney, except with Que Bueno.
Oh, I would die happy.
That's how Mahoney's wife is going to find him, also dressed like Winnie the Pooh, naked from the waist down, just covered in cheese.
Also also doubles his loop.
Have you ever broken or dislocated a bone?
Message deleted.
I've never broken or dislocated a bone.
What?
I have scars all over, stitches constantly, never
broken
a bone.
Look at Dave Farah over here, not having broken a single bone or gotten COVID. What are you, like some invincible? Or what are you?
I can confidently say that I am indeed big boned, not fat.
This is propaganda.
No.
This is what you told your wife, huh?
Yeah, well, she's like, that is not a big bone.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So we learned something new about Audrey. She is a peeping Tom now. Congratulations.
Apparently. Yeah. I didn't know this about myself.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of thrilling.
So you've...
weirdo.
You moved into a new apartment complex recently, and you, you know, later in the evening sometimes will take your boy Blue out for a walk.
He's got a tiny bladder. He's a small dog.
Small
he's
dog.
A very little chunky, small Yorkie.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes to go on walks now. He's not...
He's very senior citizen-esque.
Yes.
Small bladder loves
there's
walks.
There's nothing else for him to do other than just walk about. So I have to walk about with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in an apartment complex, and I realize that a lot of people on the first floor of apartment complexes just leave their windows open. And at certain times of the day, I can't, like, you can see right in.
The sun goes down, the lights are on inside, and you can see in clear
as day. Everything. Everything that someone is doing. And there's also balconies. So whatever you're doing on the balcony, it's facing the, like, the walking path.
Mm-hmm.
And it's met up right against the walking path. So whatever you're doing on your balcony, I, like, can literally touch someone
and
from that area.
And you have discovered about yourself that you are unable to look away when there's something going on in one of these apartments.
Well, there was a ball game on the other day. I saw that there was a score up. Peeped the score.
So you were looking at the score through somebody's window? Okay.
I was like, okay. Uh-huh. And then another time, I got secondhand embarrassment because this guy was, like, picking at his feet.
Oh.
Like, with tweezers.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, he must have gotten, like, a splinter. Because you know where you really, like, dig in there? Or maybe, like, a planner's wart.
Ah.
But I noticed it, like, long enough for me to, like, turn and make sure that if he saw me that he didn't see the fact that I caught him doing that.
Yeah.
Again, if you're on your balcony on the first floor, what are you doing weird stuff?
I keep my windows closed at all times. The blinds are closed always in my house.
Really?
Yes, man. Like, I...
Not me.
Again, my people are a cave people, a forest folk.
Uh-huh.
I like dark. My wife, you know, comes home and turns on all the lights in the house, whereas I keep everything.
My wife, first thing in the morning, gets up and opens all of the blinds.
That's me, too.
Oh, no.
The first thing
sun
in the morning.
Everywhere.
Because I like natural light.
Yeah.
But I'm also not on the first floor of an apartment complex.
Yeah.
So, like, for people like me who are walking their dogs, I think if I was on the first floor, I would have to live in a dungeon. I think I would have to close the blinds.
Do you think that maybe that guy was sort of putting it out there? He's like, okay, there's this hot blonde who I know walks her old Yorkie at around this time. She's going to know that I have excellent foot hygiene if I can just get this wart off.
Cover your ears.
These are potentially undiscovered superstars that you were about to hear on Cover Your Ears. As you said many times before, Mahoney, all of the next crop of superstars are going to come from the internet. Are these some of them? I think I can confidently say possibly.
Well, scouring the internet to find these unheard superstars and us being able to shine a light and amplify their voices, that's what we do this, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we
that's
do
right.
it. For
this
the kids,
dramatic.
Too.
This is so dramatic.
A little dramatic. All right, so some of these are really bad. Some of these are really bad.
It's real bad. That's all.
You guys are trying to figure out the artist and the song for a full point. If you get the artist or the song, you get a half point. If you get neither, your opponent has a chance to steal. Audrey, you get the option. First or second on the first one?
Number one, please.
All right, let the full 30 seconds or so play out. Good luck to you.
Try to find out what makes you think it's a lie down. Saw and sink. You like that, you like that, and I don't mind if you say this love is the last time. just let me say that I like that, I like that. Something's getting in the way. Something's just about to break.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
gosh.
Beautiful.
So sometimes with a lot of these songs, whenever I'm listening, I get so distracted by the horribleness that is
talent,
the song.
The immense weight of talent.
Yes, excuse me. By the talent, the impeccable talent. And I had to take my headphones off so that I can hear the lyrics how they're supposed to be.
Because you know it.
Because I know it and I get so distracted.
Right.
That is Diary of Jane, Breaking Benjamin.
Oh, you son of
yes.
a bitch.
Yes.
What do you mean? That was like my introduction to butt rock era. That was so about Breaking Benjamin back in the day.
Breaking Benjamin.
How many
slaps.
Views did that have? How many views?
Not that many. I was like 74. It's fine. It's fine. All right, so Mahoney, here you go. Your first option to get a full point. Well done, Audrey.
Thank you.
The angry boy, a bit too insane, icing over a secret plane. You know you don't belong. And you burst the fight, you're way too long. You're the first to fight on the burial shroud. I know something's wrong.
Yes.
That everyone's got no has got a reason. To put the past away.
Beautiful.
Pretty sure that is an actual board recording from Stephen Jenkins' drunkest performance of Third Eye Blind's Jumper.
Full point for Mahoney as well.
Very nice.
When he's drunk off his tequila.
Loosey goosey.
Still a fun show. Still a hell of a show.
That a cappella. That's hot.
Oof.
All right. Very strong start for both of you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Each of you a full point. Here we go, Audrey, on to number three. We could play more, but that's 30 seconds.
I know it. Can I get it one more time?
Sure. Not the whole thing, but I'll give you the last 15 seconds.
Okay, that's fine. Till my return.
All right.
5 seconds.
Oh, man. I can't think of it. I know it.
It took me a second. If we went back, I would have got it.
What do you got, Mahoney?
It's Send the Pain Below?
Yes. Oh,
is
no.
Is that 3 Days Grace?
No, Audrey?
Chevelle.
Yeah. Oh, same band.
Yes. Same band.
Not
same
at
band.
All.
Each of you get a half point. You, like, you kind of helped each other on
there's
that.
Like three people in Chevelle.
They're all brothers.
I know.
And then they all ended up hating each other. This sounds like every local band competition that I hosted back in 2003. Oh. You know, just the...
Was that a guy or
I love Chevelle, by the way.
Was that a guy or a girl singing?
That was a girl.
Okay.
That was a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
She's not bad.
No, she wasn't.
She wasn't bad.
Okay,
I've heard her.
I'm here for it.
Okay. All right. So each of you have 1.5. Mahoney, you get the first crack at the next one. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Good luck to you.
You know that scene. Too many romantic dreams. Up in light. Blowing
that's 30 seconds. Mahoney looks perplexed.
I know it's an 80s garbage hair band. Oh.
I know it's I'm on my way. You gonna hear it again?
Is this somebody we hate?
Yeah.
What is the name of the? Is that Vince Neil?
Yeah.
But it is.
But who is it?
Oh, is that Motley Crue?
That's Motley Crue.
I don't know the name of the song.
Audrey, anything on the song?
Is it Home? Question mark.
Home.
Sweet Home.
Yeah.
So nobody wins.
Each of you have 2 points. This is It's a hard way to get here, but we've arrived at this.
Oh, boy.
So now it all comes down to this. And, Audrey, you have the first crack at
the
final
advantage
one,
here. Okay? Okay. I have the higher ground.
Okay, here we go.
Tell me that you're happy that you're on your own. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me that it's better when you're all alone. Yeah. Tell me that your body doesn't mean my touch. Tell me that my love didn't mean that much. Tell me you've been dying when you're crying for me. Tell me what it takes to let you.
So that's Aerosmith.
It is Aerosmith.
Can't get a little bit. Like last 2 seconds. Let you go? Question mark? Let you go? That's
no, it's
answer.
Not let you go, Mahoney, for
I
the
mean,
steal.
If it wasn't a song they did with Run DMC or on the Armageddon soundtrack, I couldn't tell you the name
so
of it.
So you're out.
So Audrey wins.
You were close. What It Takes is the name of the song. Oh. Audrey for the win.
That guy wasn't too awful.
Not that
too
high note.
That's yeah. A hard
impressive
falsetto.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So this ended up being a pretty dramatic situation. A Florida man just went out for a little swim, and another dude hears some violent screaming, and this guy stumbles out of the water. And an alligator had bit him on the face.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I could go swimming again. That may be it for me.
On like, the face?
Yeah, not the face.
Probably the second least likely or least wanted place that I'd want to get bit.
Yeah, because
we're such
of the
a
obvious.
Vain society. I feel like if anything messes with your face, it doesn't even matter if you already kind of looked like you got bit by an alligator first before you actually got bit by the alligator. I feel like that would be a really hard thing to swallow.
Yeah, the not a cool story either. Like, I was just swimming in a stupid swamp, and I got bit by an alligator on the face.
Yeah, not a great story.
Not a great story.
You get cocktail parties. Nobody's great. He's
shark bite, pretty cool.
You don't think that somebody would be like, whoa, you got bit by a gator?
No.
But there's...
Yeah.
There's, like, you got bit by a gator because you're an idiot.
Yeah, you're swimming on a swamp.
You don't tell the story like that. You don't say, I went swimming around drunk in a swamp. Like, no, you were like... There was a dog that needed to
there
be saved.
There was an orphanage. The entire orphanage had fallen into this swamp.
Exactly.
Gators had taken over.
What is this, like a weird dystopia, like land where gators rule all?
Yes.
So there's some people that you feel bad for when bad things happen. There's other people where you're like, all right, you kind of...
Karma finds a way of making things
that.
Right.
A man who had been smoking weed all day and was very drunk, had an odor of alcoholic beverage, and was hanging out in Wilkes Bar.
Sounds judgy of you.
The only reason it gets judgy is because of what happens next. Hanging out all day, smoking and drinking, like, I don't care at all.
Mm-hmm. Until?
Until you shoot yourself in the ass with a stolen .45 handgun.
Oh, it was stolen. I was going to say, like, he shot himself
You shot yourself in the butt. How does that even happen?
Were you like
gun
maybe
safety?
You were putting it in the back of your pants, maybe.
Oh, so he was out
which
here gunslinging.
That's the only thing I could think of. Like you were trying to put it. You were not holstering it, but keeping it in the back of your pants is the only way you shoot yourself in the ass.
So there's the details are kind of sparse, but from what it sounds like, some cops were like arresting his friend, and like he went running up. I don't know if he was to try to help his friend or just to see what was going on, and the gun went off.
What
and
kind
he shot
of back fat do
ass.
You have to where it like? Goes around like a finger and pulls the trigger. What? How do you run?
Poorly, it's just a poorly maintained firearm.
Yeah.
That's basically what we're dealing with. Which also, if you're keeping a loaded gun with the safety off in
right.
the front of your pants as well, which we've heard several times.
Plaxico Burress.
You idiot.
If you're just keeping a gun with the safety off in general, you should not. You
don't
are a poor gun owner.
Yeah, don't be pointing it towards you.
Yeah, also, I wouldn't mind to see a bullet vasectomy.
Also, this is
those idiots.
This is a .45.
That's a big caliber.
That's a big gun.
I mean, that is going to blow a hole in your ass.
That's, you're going to have and multiple
knock
holes.
Knock your whole ass off.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I was just listening to the show and heard you guys talking about how Jake Gyllenhaal's doing the Roadhouse reboot and that Conor McGregor's going to be in it. I was just wondering if he's going to play the nemesis of Patrick Swayze, who said probably the greatest line in movie history, "I used to F guys like you in prison." I would pay money to see Conor McGregor say that.
Message deleted.
I am not excited about Conor McGregor's acting debut at all.
Everything Conor McGregor does is garbage. I mean, the worst, maybe the worst whiskey, and I use whiskey in quotes, of all time.
It's pretty
bad. Proper 12.
Proper 12 is just straight ass.
Which is crazy because there's just so much backing behind it that I was kind of expecting a lot more. It tastes, personally for me, I'm not like a huge JMO fan. Like Jameson picklebacks maybe is what you'll get out of me.
But Jameson is infinitely better than proper. I mean, like, I'm with you. If I'm going Irish whiskey, Redbreast is the way to go. But below that, if you're saving some money, you go Jameson. And okay, this is somehow even worse than all of those.
Let me ask you what's worse, Conor McGregor's whiskey or Kendall Jenner's tequila?
I think her tequila is actually decent.
No, it's not.
It's bad.
Is it not?
No, it's like
not
worse. And yeah. Sorry if you're a lover of Patron. I don't like Patron at all. It's like bottom of the barrel. It kind of reminds me of the stuff that I drank. Montezuma. Oh. reminds me of Montezuma. It's not
I was thinking good. Of George Clooney's one.
George Clooney's
Casamigos.
Casamigos.
That's good.
Yeah, and Dos Amigos, the Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston one, is also pretty good. It's pretty good.
I haven't tried that one. But tequila is getting much better. You can't fault Connor for selling a crappy product for, $300 million or $400
million.
$450 million.
You know what's kind of interesting is, Mahoney, over the pandemic, I remember there was this huge boom of, bourbons and whiskeys, and everybody was kind of really getting into it. It became the bougie drink. I feel like a lot of people were
trying to... Craft beer guys. If you were an IPA guy, you became a bourbon guy.
Well, I'm seeing...
That was the transition.
I'm seeing... I don't know why I'm being fed this on my algorithm recently, but I'm seeing a lot online that the tequila is kind of becoming that, where a lot of these,
more craft tequilas, there's...
Tequila's getting a lot better, especially from what we experience with tequila coming up.
If you think of Cuervo Gold growing up.
Warm Cuervo Gold.
Or whatever our well.
Always warm.
That blue label well, whatever that crap was. I can't remember.
You're going to make me puke.
I remember doing the bar order at my bar, buying our well tequila, and it was literally $2.75 a bottle.
See, I don't feel like that's fair. I feel like... When you are 21, you should be experiencing the rough and tough alcohol. Like, they have so many good flavors now
everything. Yes. Beer sucked when we were,
you're drinking
beer,
Natty Light craft beer at parties.
Craft beer changed my life. It legitimately did. I'm like, I thought beer was awful. I thought it was the worst thing. And then I tried one craft beer, the Boulevard Unfiltered Wheat, and it changed my life.
Because most of the beer that we had coming up was... 80% foam in a solo cup warm at a party out of a keg.
And the solo cup is probably reused from either beer pong from the last party or from the party before. They just got rinsed down in the washing machine.
You found like you hit the lottery if you're walking into the party and found a discarded cup on the side of the...
Oh, my God, for real.
Pick it up and be like,
I don't have to pay $5 for it.
Yes!
God, and then now you got these kids who are running around with their Trulies and their... Your freaking White Claws.
Well, back in my day, we had Zima.
We did have Zima.
We had Burnett's. That was like the peach flavored Burnett's that you could get a half gallon for $7.
Mm-mm.
It was peach flavored. You could also get lemonade and pair it with pink lemonade.
Why are we all such trash?
I'm so trash.
That's our default. It is. We're just pieces of just garbage.
And my parents didn't raise me like this. They weren't like, hey, baby, this is the alcohol you need to go for. Like, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to be a raccoon of a person in a liquor store.
Whatever.
So, we all grew up, just finding our hangout place, right? Everybody go and hang out there, talk and laugh and do all that stuff. I mean, everybody now, what are they doing? They're on Discord? Everybody's on Discord.
Message deleted.
That's just how people connect, man. It's like
it's a different world.
It is.
If we had access to not have to leave our house and we could meet people and talk to them back then, we would have.
Do you remember how instantly we gravitated like moths to a flame when it came to chat rooms?
Well, AIM.
Yes.
On AOL Instant Messenger.
Teen chat was my jam. But for somebody who doesn't know what Discord is, it's kind of like a chat room, right?
100%.
Of 2022. Yep.
Message board, chat room, but there's also video, audio. It's a whole other place. We have one. You can find it.
Just go to our twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. We'll point you in the right direction.
It's not easy to find. We're like in the underworlds, the armpit.
We
of
only
the
want
internet.
We only want the coolest of the cool people.
Okay. In so there. We're gatekeeping?
Yeah.
Okay. You have to be too cool.
It's exclusive.
To enter
we
our
we
chat
have a deer
room.
With a little clipboard right up front. There's a velvet rope. Like, you got to be on the list to get in.
We're not even allowed in.
No, we're not.
Dave,
I don't even know how to get into it.
I don't
even
know
what
Discord is.
I'm the only one.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, Mahoney, I know you've been in the Bahama mania for quite a while now, but you ever going to bring the tracksuits?
Message deleted.
So it started with the tracksuits many years ago, about seven, 8 years ago. Went through a phase where I bought 50 tracksuits and wore them every single day. Actually, it was 40. But it was 40 days of Lent.
Yeah.
And so wore,
40 days of
I gave
suits,
up being uncomfortable. That like 1 year we decided on the show
you
that
were doing
we were
Lent.
We decided to give up something.
We were talking about Lent and like how people give things up, and we're
like fish.
It would be
or
hard
not
to
fish,
like
red meat,
alcohol, red
I think
meat,
Dave
whatever.
Gave up booze.
I gave up booze.
And I gave up being
are you guys
uncomfortable.
Even Catholic?
No.
Okay. We're just like, let's challenge ourselves, and then Mahoney decides that he's going to give up being uncomfortable. And like wearing
smart.
Normal clothes, like
smart.
And then I bought the hell out of some tracksuits
because that is like a good thing that you can give up, like that actually is like
ridiculous.
Self-serving, which is kind of the exact opposite of what Lent is supposed to be.
Yeah.
And Dave's like, you know what? I'll give up booze, his lifeblood. Mahoney's like, you know what? I'm going to give up being uncomfortable.
And it stuck with me. I'll say this since that day, like I have. Like those like tight, uncomfortable jeans or you
it has
know.
Stuck with me as well because of that one red tracksuit that you wore.
It was like
day.
A 1970s like retro tracksuit.
It was
are there
very
photos of this?
Yeah. Tight fitting and it was very specifically tight fitting in the crotch region.
Because I bought that one a size smaller because that was the only because I was buying these at the Nike outlet store.
And you're like, it'll fit in this.
And they only had like a large and not an XL.
I just remember sitting in the office and I was sitting down, I think making a cup of coffee in our Keurig, which was at like almost knee level, and I was sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden,
not this music.
As the coffee is brewing, I hear Mahoney walk into the room, and I go to say something to him, and I see it. It is the clear outline of his penis.
Did he like Conor McGregor tickle it?
It's like right in my face too.
Did you do that on purpose?
No,
no,
did
he did not. I'm just like, put it away. And I also see that you're circumcised. Great.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So my brother had a crazy night at his house a couple of nights ago. And he starts by sending me a picture of a flight tracker. And I'm like, what on earth is this? So I guess that the police have a thing for like the police helicopter.
Oh yeah. Anything that flies that has to be regulated by the FAA has basically a tracker attached to it.
We've all seen those things like on flights that we've been on before, right? Where like I remember one time I was stuck flying above a storm in Dallas and the plane was just going
circles
and see the flight being tracked, but this was with a police helicopter and he sends it to me and I'm like, "What is this?" And he said, "Look closer," and you can see it's like right over his house.
Whoa.
And it's middle of the night, like 1 o'clock in the morning when this is happening. And the thing must have circled, I don't know, 20, 30 times right over his house.
Oh, wow. So at night, I've had that happen once.
Yeah.
And there was somebody running around in my neighborhood with a gun.
And that's exactly what was going on. There was, according to what my brother was able to find out about the situation, six dudes who broke into somebody's house in his neighborhood, and you made this comment off air, Mahoney, about how stupid it is to break into somebody's house at night because middle of the night, they're almost certainly going to be home, or there's going to be neighbors who are at home that are probably going to get woken up from the noise.
It's the quietest time of the day.
Right, and people are at home.
Yeah.
And so six guys break into a house, and four of them, I guess, run across the street. There's a grocery store that's across the street from him, and he said four of the guys got busted in like the back parking lot of this grocery store, but then there was two other guys that they were still looking for, which is why they'd scrambled the chopper and there's cops everywhere. He said that all he knew is he woke up at about 1:30 in the morning and he sees a silhouette walk by his bedroom window.
No way. Was it a cop?
So he didn't know at first, right?
Okay.
Because he just sees this silhouette walk by.
And you're hearing the chopper and you see somebody walk by?
And he's got, you know, like a brick wall around his yard. So somebody had to hop a wall to be in his yard walking back there. And he just sees this silhouette walk by. So he's like, you know, I'm terrified. I have no idea what's going on. So I'm sitting there in my boxers. So I go and grab my gun and I'm trying to figure it out. And he said, luckily, I walk outside and there's just cops everywhere. And they ended up busting the guy that they were looking for in his next door neighbor's yard.
Wow.
So his next door neighbor.
That had to have been. Yeah. That had to have been the guy walking right by your brother's window.
No, so we think it was probably a cop because what he told me is that he saw that the guy had a flashlight, okay. But he didn't think about that in the moment. All he sees is this silhouette walk by.
Is there a Watergate
robber?
But he said his neighbors have a casita in their backyard, and so the person was trying to break into that casita.
To hide,
and that's where they busted him.
Dude, that is a similar situation when my neighbor's house... Her backyard got broken into, and this dude was trying to steal a barbecue pit.
Like a grill,
yeah.
Right?
Or, yeah, out of it, but it was dragging it. It sounded like a body, but like I'm hearing somebody outside of your window in the middle of the night.
Terrifying.
Dude, you kind of always wonder, like, what you're going to do in a situation like that. And I don't know if it's just instinctual because we are dumb animals at the base of everything, but, like, your adrenaline spikes so much, you're like, I'm just going to kill, or I have to defend and fight right now.
Or in your case, I assume that you woke up your wife.
Yeah, yeah.
The internet is awesome.
Some of the most magical audio that we have found on the internet over the past few days are what we are about to share with you once again, because we would never know that some guy got so hammered that he thought he was an actual bush. If not for the internet,
mm-hmm.
But we stumbled across it in the Tipsier Toddler. And this guy, again, convinced that he was actually a bush. This is after he got drunk and fell into the bush. He became one with said bush.
Jake, hold it down.
We're going to take him home. I'm a bush.
You're a bush.
I'm a bush.
Just get in.
I'm a bush.
Get in.
Don't you understand that I'm a bush?
Can you help me?
If I'm not a bush, then I'm not no one.
My favorite part is where she's obviously... trying to get him in the house, and he just will not.
Just get in. I'm a bush.
Get in.
Don't you understand that I'm a bush?
This is the frustration
if I'm not a bush, I'm not no one.
That you have with somebody who is so drunk that they're falling over. That you're just and you're much soberer than they are. That is what I hate about. Like, I never want to be sober around drunk people. That's just hell. Like, yeah. I feel like hell will be I'm the most sober person at a drunk-ass party.
Do you ever get to the point where you're at a party, though, and you're hammered, but then somebody is even drunker than you, and the paternal or maternal instinct kicks in where you, even though you're drunk out of your mind, you start taking care of them because you realize that they are also
every
at risk?
Every time.
Yeah.
I have a really hard time getting drunk in different cities.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't feel like as comfortable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like I know the lay of the land as well. So
yeah,
that's
more dangerous.
Yeah. So like my, I need to be taking care of everyone else so that I can get us to and from places safely kicks in every time.
So
you're in charge.
So when we go out of town,
that was me last time.
So you're in charge again?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Because you guys are blackout.
Also from Tipsy Your Toddler was a toddler who definitely needs a boyfriend.
No.
On a boyfriend.
No boyfriends.
I need a boyfriend.
I feel you, kid. I feel you.
She just wants love, Dave, man. That's what we all
want.
She's
a lover girl.
Yeah.
From Fast Food Freakouts, this is a quality piece of audio of somebody just having a total meltdown in a fast food restaurant.
Well, you got half of them right, the other half of them wrong. This is the third try to get these burgers right. I am really angry. I got all the way home, and they're still not right. I don't know who is so stupid you can't read English. It's not hard. Okay, I'm hard. Really angry, and I'm sorry I'm yelling.
Okay.
I'm really upset, but you did it once, you redid it once.
Okay.
And they're still wrong.
Okay,
it's not hard. This is burgers. This is ketchup, mustard, onion, pickle.
That was from a White Castle.
Which, again, there's no ketchup and mustard on White Castle burgers. You uppity ass Karen.
What goes on them then? Is it just meat and cheese?
Onions.
And onions.
Those grilled ass onions.
Slimy grilled onions.
That make it so good.
Disgusting.
And if you're ever clogged up, they will do the trick. Who needs laxatives when you got White Castle onions?
From mullet over, there was this gentleman who did in fact have a mullet that was teaching us all about the importance of the headbutt.
When you headbutt somebody, they don't survive that. You can punch somebody in the face, that's going to piss them off. You headbutt somebody, they're going down. Because you can do it until you're 80 years old. Or how long do you have to train a headbutt? You're going to headbutt the bag 2 hours a day to get better at it? Whether we're sick, tired, hungover, I don't care. You get into a fight, you're in slippery ground, you just grab hold, boom, and it's always there.
And last but not least, from Bleep BS, this is country artist Carly Pearce, who was talking about something, and we only discovered after the fact that she was, in fact, talking about sleeping with her fans, right, Mahoney?
No, that was not what she was talking about. That's not it? I think she was talking about getting enough sleep at night.
No, she was talking about getting drunk.
She was.
Oh, is that what it was?
Drinking all the dudes under the table.
I have the biggest of anyone, including every man that works for me. Can go weeks without and then just one night every single bit of in sight. The second I come off stage, I am getting into my no matter if it's 6:30 p.m. or if it's 10 o'clock at night.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
To the Karen or Darren that's like freaking out on the retail associate, bro, they get paid minimum wage and they're gonna give minimum effort to the fact that your one Nike shirt that you want, granted you're the average size, so guess what, the average size and the average color is gonna sell out real quick. Why are you flipping out on the minimum wage associate? They don't know when the next truck or thing, like when it's gonna come to the store. They're not on that conference call, and they don't care.
Message deleted.
The idea of going to a retail store and going and trying on clothes, I would much rather, and I know that this is irresponsible of me, shop on Amazon, and if I don't like it, not return it.
Yeah, I'm the same way for the most part.
It just sits there.
I know my sizes for the most part.
Yeah.
That's why I shop at the same stores.
Yep.
Because you know how that stuff
traditionally
fits. I
find a brand of clothing and how it fits, and I'm like, I like it. I'll just buy 1,000 of those.
I realize something about myself in this moment. Whenever I hear people start to ramble, I disassociate. I have no clue what that lady just said because I heard her start, and I said, oh, no. And my brain seriously just went,
It was like directed towards you because you used to work in retail, and she was talking about how people give people in retail a hard time and how the people in retail aren't the ones that are making the decisions as to when
shipments
arrive.
We're just corporate drones. I think that one of the things that the people understand whenever they're working in those positions is that you're going to get yelled at by people who are, I mean, it's just transactional. You're 18, you don't care. You're 19, you don't care.
Just treat people how you want to be treated. That's the only thing in the universe that matters.
I'm glad I'm not the only one. Also, people in our chat, twitch.tv/David Mahoney, said that whenever people start to ramble, you just kind of just turn off.
Yeah, you just said it the same. I was like, what did she say?
Sorry.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Would you recommend butterflying a steak? I mean, because here's my thing. I mean, do you have to have it well done at that point, or can you still do medium rare?
Message deleted.
Why would you butterfly a steak? Ever, unless you're trying to get it well done. So butterflying is where you cut it down the middle. So with a thicker cut of meat, like a filet.
It takes longer to cook.
If you butterfly it, it takes about half the amount of time because you're splitting
it
in half.
But you're losing what makes a filet a filet.
Right.
So, like, why are you doing this to a piece of meat? In general, hey, and again, you're paying for it. You eat it how you want, but it just you're just throwing your money away.
Did you have this rule in your steakhouse that you worked at? Because I'm an Outback guy. You were a Lone Star guy.
Mm-hmm. I worked at Logan's.
You worked at Logan's. I don't know what Logan's is.
It's like both of those.
Okay. So, yeah. Like, not fast casual, but in that vein.
Chain.
Kind of, yeah, chain restaurant. If somebody ordered a butterfly steak and they asked for ketchup to put on the steak and they got a Mountain Dew to drink, they weren't tipping.
Not always, but
almost universal.
I feel like it was more of a time issue. I feel like the customers that come in 5 minutes before the restaurant closes and they order a well-done steak, you are getting the worst tip of the day.
Yep.
That it was one truth that always held true. And for me, I still have PTSD to this day. Like, restaurant closing even 45 minutes before they close, and not that I'm going to many restaurants 45 minutes before they close. I'm going to restaurants 45 minutes before they open.
Right.
Most times now at 4 p.m. But I don't. I never like doing that because I just remember how it made me feel as a server. It just sucked the life out of you.
I don't know. There's a direct correlation between crappy tips and Mountain Dew drinkers.
You are so. Like,
that's
not
judgy. That is absolutely true.
That is so judgy.
That is a case study that I did. Mm. If you order a Mountain Dew with your steak, just in my experience, which is vast and correct.
Which is also maybe never.
You wouldn't do that.
Well, I don't really feel like a lot of steakhouses carry Mountain Dew.
All the chains do.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe Mellow Yellow.
No,
I feel like
Mellow Yellow's
a cult product. Don't you besmirch the name of... of Mountain Dew like this.
I like how Audrey is standing for Mountain Dew right now.
I stand for you. I do the dew.
Stephen Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So these past couple of weeks, we've been talking a lot about how Bossy Rossi is back. Mm-hmm. Our old boss is now our new boss again. And he likes to flex that he is our boss. Like, there's no question about it. You know, and especially
makes us
now
move
that,
his stuff.
Now that he's a regional vice president and all, whatever.
Swings his V penis all around.
That's right.
Wow.
But yesterday we were again in another one of these boring meetings with him where he's just droning on and on and on about all of his success and how he's already making things better.
He's changed the world of radio in the 2 weeks that he's been back.
He, quote, fixed the culture. Uh-huh. That's what he said to us. We're like, okay. All right, Bossy Rossi.
This guy.
Welcome back.
No, the reason I bring it up, though, is because something glorious happened when we were sitting in his office while he was taking victory laps for himself yesterday. The big boss, Dan the Man, totally punked him out in front of us. So Bossy Rossi has a Keurig in his office. And, you know, he'll sit there and he'll make his coffee every day. And sometimes he'll demand that we make it for him. Mm-hmm. He's got his Dunkin' Donuts creamer because he's a fake Boston guy. He acts like he's from Boston, but he's from Florida.
Just a Brady nut hugger.
Yeah, he just mentally associates with Boston because he loves Tom Brady's nuts so much. But anyway, so he's got this this creamer that he has in his fridge, and our big boss walks into his office, and he goes, "Hey, man, I see that you've got this Keurig, and I've been thinking about buying a Keurig, but I think I'm just going to start using yours." And he straight walks over to his office, gets his two boxes of Keurig K-Cups, puts them on Bossy Rossi's shelf, and then looks at Bossy Rossi and goes, "Oh, you don't keep any water in your Keurig?" And Bossy Rossi hops out of his seat and nervously goes over and starts filling up the water. And then he makes our big boss a cup of coffee, and he's like, and this the Dunkin' Donuts creamer really adds to it, and he puts a splash in there, and the big boss goes, a little more.
No.
And he had to dump a little more in and stir it up for him and handed it to him, and he just sat down so sheepishly after that, and I was like, oh, that was what a moment.
There's always a bigger fish.
Yeah.
There's always a bigger fish.
Oh man.
I mean, you know,
a little more.
A little more, yeah. Creamier.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
All right, so we've got ourselves an all-new blooper reel, some of our not-so-fine moments over the past few days, and this is the first time that producer Jordan has put one of these together. Did it make you feel rather embarrassed to be working on this show now, considering that we screw up so often?
No, it's fun.
It's fun?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. It's fun to highlight how awful we are.
Yes, it is quite hilarious.
Okay, so here we go. First crack at the blooper reel.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
But then as I got older, luckily my metabolism slowed down. And yeah. So now I'm fat.
Metabolism.
Okay, so nothing in these clips dirty whatsoever. It's just kind of challenging because there's some strategically placed bleeps. Easy for me to say because there's some...
One thing that I have noticed ever since Deadpool came about. And I'm wondering if I'm just like.
You're like, do I look
suspicious
today?
In this outfit?
But there's so many different kinds of parrots.
No, they're not.
Toucans are not parents. Parrots.
Now we know.
But they are parents.
Toucans are not parents. Parrots.
I'm going to go to Tulum.
How exciting.
I'm also going to... I'm going to go to a country concert. Ever since Deadpool.
Do I look sus?
Hopefully my metabolism slowed down. And so now I'm fat.
fat.
But there's so many different kinds of parrots.
No, they're not.
Toucans are not parents. Parrots.
Now we know.
But they are parents. But they are.
Toucans are not parents.
Definitely.
What is it? The carburetor fluid?
Yeah.
The David Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So my wife kind of got mad at me, and I don't know why, because I was doing what was best for our family.
What did you do now, Dave?
Well, we got a little ding-dong, a little delivery last night at the house.
How late?
Normal time. Like, it wasn't egregious.
Too late. Okay. No, not bedtime.
Amazon is starting to do that, though. Have you noticed where they're...
Yes.
Dude, they show up at my house at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
They'll do the overnight delivery now.
Yeah.
Like, between 4 and 7 a.m. is one window, and then between 5 and 10, I'm like... It seems kind of dangerous, doesn't it? If you're an Amazon driver, like 4 a.m., like you see somebody outside at 4 a.m. and it's still dark, dark.
Freaked my wife out the first time all
I
our
bet.
Like sensors went off at 4 a.m. and there was somebody in like our, like, you know, breezeway.
Yeah.
And yeah, but I was like, I'm like, they're wearing an Amazon vest. It's
I
fine.
Love it. I love it. I am one of those people that is super excited for the 4 a.m. deliveries because maybe I might have a chance of getting whatever I need delivered.
For that day?
But
for
they
that
didn't,
day.
They didn't ring the bell at 4 a.m.,
That's nice.
Fair, so.
By the way, if I ever start burgling, which I don't intend to, but if I ever do,
Amazon
I'm just going to get an Amazon vest.
For sure.
Yeah. So anyway, normal time, doorbell rings, and I grab the package, and I turn around, and I don't know if this ever happens to you. The wife is standing right there like Mr. Deeds, just like, what is that? And partially because she wants to know, is that package for me? And the answer is no. And then she looks down at it, and she said, what is that? And I said, we don't need to buy Q-tips anytime in the near future.
What did you, Dave?
I bought an industrial size box of Q-tip boxes.
For how many dollars?
It wasn't really that much. I guess $50 worth of Q-tips is
but
a lot of Q-tips.
For eternity.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just go to like Sam's Club or Costco?
Because then I would have to go to a store, and I hate going to stores. We've talked about this how many times?
You know the Sam's Club that's like near us?
It was a great deal.
Like after the show, it's empty.
I don't want to go to a store.
You could ask me. I would have done it. I got Audrey why would industrial I size thing of tahine last time I was there.
And tampons. Don't
and tampons. That's right. Yeah. How many tampons was that? Have you gotten through that box yet?
It was a year's worth.
It was
almost.
a year's worth of tampons.
All right.
For sure.
All right. So we need to make another road trip so that way we can restock for 2023.
I am starting to get a little low.
Okay.
My flow is, I'm low on flow.
The low on flow.
Why was she, I mean.
Well, because she's like, where are we going to store all of these Q-tips? And I said, we'll just put them under my sink in the bathroom.
Do you have sink organizers under your sink? Because that's one of the things that my wife does. She's got these like little shelf things.
I hate those things.
You don't like those?
They're terrible. Like those little, the shelves, like the little plastic ones, you mean?
They're metal.
Oh, okay. No, so I'm talking about those little plastic drawers that are always getting caught.
So not those. Those are garbage.
Those are terrible. Yeah.
I hate those.
Yeah.
That's like, I know like every woman in her 20s has all of her makeup and underwear in those dividers.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone I ever met in my entire life. But no, we've got like, it takes like, if you've got your big under cabinet things and you don't have like multiple shelves in there, you can put them in there and put things on top so you maximize your space.
There is, and maybe this says something about my personality. There is nothing that I love more than when I am using like a normal toiletry thing, whether it's Q-tips or mouthwash or shaving cream, and I run out of it, and then I instantly can just bend right over,
yep.
And there is a brand new, fresh one waiting for me in my cabinet because I have purchased well.
I bought a dozen deodorants.
Did you?
And a dozen things of toothpaste for that same reason, because those are the two things. When they run out...
Just having one on the draw? Oof.
Is... I don't know if you've ever watched any of these extreme couponing shows, Audrey.
It's been a minute.
But, you know, they were real popular about 10 years ago.
I understand the idea and the concept behind it. It's kind of very hoardy to me.
It is. But one of the things that a lot of those people do, or the hoarders, they have, like, a lot of those people have, like, they either take a big portion of their garage or their walk-in closet or a room, and they turn it into basically just, like, a dry storage room for all of their stuff.
It's like a convenience store. They probably have more stuff than Target carries.
Yes.
I want to do that.
That is my dream.
Because I kind of have that already with all my Topo Chico and Mineral Agua that I have.
See, the problem is that I don't have a lot of extra rooms because I have so many kids. So
you got to double them up.
I think that what we should do is just do a poll and we just decide which one of my kids to evict. So that way I have a storage room.
Well, no, just make their bed out of all of the boxes
of Q-tips.
It's for... I mean, it's already a little comfy. It's cotton swab.
Yeah.
Cotton balls on the top of there.
Somebody said, I didn't know these existed. Did you know that Q-tip dispensers are a thing?
Yeah, it's kind of like a toothpick.
And like a toothpick thing?
Yeah, they're not that great.
Really?
Nah.
Oh, man, that sounds so great.
And it's not aesthetically pleasing either.
Yeah, my wife probably wouldn't
allow it.
Is
not going to allow a toothpick dispenser of Q-tips to sit on the table.
Why not?
I have an open wiener dog.
Excuse me?
It's like a wiener dog, and you can put just stuff in it.
Oh,
and I put my Q-tips in there.
You have your wiener dog is full of Q-tips?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a small wiener dog, or is it
syphilis?
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Well, it's all over for Gordon Ramsay. PETA is coming for him, and they want to not just cancel him, they want all five of his children to disown him.
Shut up, PETA, you clowns.
I think that sometimes with these platforms, they just get so lost in what their actual motives are.
So they're doing more harm than you are good.
There's a clip of him pretending to pick out a lamb for slaughter. But, like, guys, that's how it works.
Yeah. Every restaurant that serves meat anywhere. That's how it is.
Which is almost all of them, but here it is.
Yummy, yum, 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 yum. Which one's going in the oven first? You. Mmm.
Oh, that's horrible.
I mean, kind of, but like, that's how it works.
Yeah, we're going to eat you. That's nature, man. Nature is metal.
It is.
For real.
He was looking at them going, yummy, yum, yum. Which one's going to go in the oven?
More people need to know that. Like, your meat comes from something.
Man, like, if you go to some high-end steakhouses, they will bring out, like, the whole, like, side of a cow, tell you its name, where it was raised, what kind of grass.
Dude, I just was not expecting that audio. I was
yum, yum,
he was a communications major in cow college.
No.
College.
Move over to the grill. Man, that was just not what I was expecting, seriously, at all. I'm, like, in shock. Well, because, I mean, I get it. Yes, we disassociate from what's on our plate to actually how it's killed, but I was not expecting him to be, like, making it into a nursery rhyme.
It's not like he was abusing the animal. There's humane ways to do it, and we all can agree with that.
He probably hurt their feelings. That was verbal abuse.
You ever had lamb chops? They're delicious.
I eat them all the time. Oh,
so, speaking of eating all the time, there's some more softcore coming to your screen, Audrey. There's going to be an Outlander prequel.
Oh, my. Ladies, listen to me right now. And men. Because it serves for everybody, I feel like. But I had to watch season one, like, under lock and key. Like, I was seriously locking myself in my bedroom because it was so hot and steamy.
It's
really?
It's softcore.
I thought you didn't like it, though, Dave.
I didn't, because all it is, I mean, it's like, I told my wife when we were watching the show, I'm like, I have seen this, whatever her name is, the actress's boobs more than I've seen yours. Like, it's just constant boning.
Yeah.
And there's just not enough. I mean, it's a show about, like, the Scottish Highlands, and I like shows that have.
Are we talking like old school Highlander?
Yeah, I mean,
like,
kind of.
There can only be one. They got swords.
I mean, they got swords. They got kilts. All that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want more of the murder, death, kill stuff.
No. So Natalie in our chat, twitch.tv/David Mahoney, if you would like to watch along, she just said exactly how I feel. When the sex slowed down, I got bored because the sex scenes were so sexy.
See, I never get turned on
by
any movie. Ever.
You would, because they're, like, learning about each other.
So this new prequel is going to be called Blood of My Blood, and it's a new show that explores the love story of Jamie's parents.
Oh.
Garrett. Did you just finish?
All right, then, friends.
We're going to do that do.
All I want to do is drink beer for
breakfast. We are going to do this morning, guys.
Uh-huh. All I want to eat is
It's been a hot minute since we featured any malt beverages.
I mean, yeah, this is not a traditional beer for breakfast. Normally, we're searching the world for the finest craft beer out there today. We're just bottom feeding, man.
I mean, I think we are 17, 18, or 19 years into this segment. The often imitated, never duplicated, one and only beer for breakfast is here, and we have a treat for you today.
They have rolled out hard Mountain Dew, and there is in the 12 pack that we were able to get, there is four different flavors. We have watermelon, black cherry, Baja Blast, and the original Mountain Dew hard seltzer. And they're calling them hard seltzers, but on the can it also says that it's a malt liquor. And like you pointed out, Mahoney, they can be both. But it's 5% alcohol by volume. It says very clearly at the top of the can, 21 plus contains alcohol because, yeah, I get it. This look like a...
It just looks like a Coke can.
It's a pretty cool design, though. I mean, like, it does, I like the way it looks.
It looks like an Affliction shirt come to life.
It does.
It
looks
gosh,
like an Affliction shirt drank Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Well, also, it looks like Old Spice.
It certainly does.
Because it kind of gives off that, the watermelon one's my favorite branding on there. They have very much, very reminiscent to old school American traditional style tattooing on the front, mixed with Old Spice, mixed with.
So if Ed Hardy shirts drank a Mountain Dew,
that is
what we would find today. The hard Mountain Dew mixed pack has 5% alcohol by volume. Today being served from a 12-ounce, as we said, very colorful and well-designed cans. I actually do like the looks of these cans.
And you left them in the fridge until the very last second.
These are as cold as we've ever drank anything on this show.
Which I feel like that's
quite
necessary.
And looking at the original, Mountain Dew, the OG, zero sugar, but it says it's a malt beverage with natural flavors, artificial sweetener, and yellow dye.
Number five. Oh boy, that means our wieners are going to fall off.
That is an old wives' tale, dude. There was nothing that was more prevalent in middle school than if you were drinking
yellow number five, that it was going to shrink your wiener.
Yep.
What?
Which 100%. Is 100%. Yeah. Every dude in the 90s or 80s who was in school.
I must have drank so much yellow dye number five. Mine fell right off.
I'm pouring it right now.
Are we going to start with the OG?
We are going to start with the OG. The five categories in which we rate every single beer here on Beer for Breakfast. Look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. The look, I mean, it looks like Mountain Dew, which is actually...
it smells like Mountain Dew, too.
It does smell like Mountain Dew.
That straight up looks like Mountain Dew.
I mean, yellow dye number five right there, guys. This is kind of dangerous, though, because... it does look like a soda can.
Yeah, it smells like Mountain Dew.
I don't know why anybody else would pour this into. I don't know why anybody else would pour this into a glass. Who else is drinking? This is the first time in history a hard seltzer Mountain Dew has been drank out of a glass. I promise you that.
Pint glass. So kind of going into the look of it though, there's not much carbonation. I was expecting
There is. Just look closer. Your eyesight
is not great.
It's not good.
You need to go to an optometrist.
There is quite a lot of carbonation.
It is. It's about the same level of carbonation that you would see in a soda, maybe slightly less. No head on this particular malt beverage. The smell, as you guys said, can't really smell a whole lot of alcohol in that, which doesn't shock me.
It's not a ton. It's only 5%, but it smells just like Mountain Dew.
Yes. You want to know what it smells like? It smells like Mountain Dew. Citrus, lime.
Are we sure these are alcoholic?
I haven't taken a drink yet.
I have.
Have you?
It tastes like Mountain Dew.
All right. Let's all take a drink of the hard Mountain Dew.
Dude, I like this.
Let's do the Dew. We're doing the Dew right now. All right.
It tastes just like Mountain Dew.
There's no alcohol.
That is stunning.
Oh, my God. Dude.
That is Mountain Dew.
How is there no sugar in this?
It has no sugar.
It says sugar-free.
It has 100
zero sugar.
It has 100 calories per can in total. I mean, that is unbelievable.
How is that? So confused.
That's better than...
White Claws.
Oh. 100%.
Easy.
I would drink this rather than soda.
So my wife likes the Vizzies, like when we go out to the lake. There's the Trulies. All of those, like White Claws. This is better than all of them.
And I don't have that sugar coating weird feeling
yet. It does.
This is first initial drink,
and
but yeah.
They're super cold, right? It does.
I'm seriously shocked.
I'm stunned. It has a little bit of an aftertaste, but just like a normal Mountain Dew aftertaste.
Yeah.
Not like that weird kind of...
alcoholic aftertaste. I don't know if I could tell the difference between this and Mountain Dew.
Okay.
I don't think I can.
There's no alcohol. I get no bite, no kickback. Because, again, like a lot of times whenever you're drinking those hard seltzers, it at least tastes like TV static drowned in like some type of weird alcohol flavoring, right? But this has nothing. I am seriously so shocked. It's not syrupy either, which
is
what I was expecting.
No, it is not. It's not overly sugary. It's not syrupy. It's very light. The mouthfeel on this, it's bubbly. It's refreshing.
Y'all, they...
light to medium bodied.
They cracked the code.
They did the Dew.
They learned how to do the Dew.
By the way, one fun fact, this is actually a collaboration between Pepsi, who owns Mountain Dew, and the Boston Brewing Company, which is Sam Adams. So,
there's not much alcohol. It's 5%. So, it's not like you're going to be sitting here getting hammered.
But 5%
off of
is
these.
Not.
That's about on par with White Claws, right?
I don't know how many of these I could drink, though, but it does feel less, I don't know how many Mountain Dews I could drink while I wasn't eating either, but it does feel like it. It's not filling.
No.
I got to try one more.
Pop open that Baja Blast. I've actually never had an actual Baja Blast, so I can only speak on the actual Dew, the OG Dew on that.
I mean,
one.
I haven't had Mountain Dew in years.
It
smells good.
What is
Man Rolled said Audrey is having an out-of-body experience. Like, she is in love.
This is so funny. I'm crying because we kind of expected. We were joking about it, right? We were like,
oh, my God.
Dave, I can't.
Audrey.
I can't.
Hit me with a little.
I'm crying.
Pour me a little bit of the Baja Blast. That's enough.
Oh, God. Sorry. There's a lot of head on that one.
That one, actually, if you do pour it very aggressively, there is a fair amount of head.
I am dead. I seriously cannot believe. We were joking, saying, like, this is going to be so good, so great. But, again, sort of just joking about it, right? I'm shocked. These are good.
Take a pull. I want your honest opinion.
It smells good. I don't hate the smell of this.
Okay.
Are we losing all of our
not
craft beer
good,
credibility today?
Not as good as the original Mountain Dew. This is a little bit more Jolly Rancher-ish.
Oh, I don't like
me.
This one.
You don't like this
I
one?
I like the OG better than the
this is a little too blueberry.
Than the,
you
like
this
a one? Little yeah. too blue.
All right, so producer Jordan's in with me. This is so what I'm equating this to is because I don't think I've ever had Mountain Dew Baja Blast. I'm just not a soda drinker traditionally.
Yeah. Well, it's Blue Powerade mixed with what is it? Blue Powerade
Sprite?
Mixed with like a Mountain Dew.
Sure.
Mountain Dew.
But so I'm comparing this to other seltzers that I drink.
I mean, as far as seltzers go, I mean, it tastes like soda. It really does. I cannot believe that there's alcohol
in there.
There's
no alcohol taste in there.
I don't love the flavor.
I can't believe there's no sugar
in these. I don't love the flavor of the Baja Blast. The OG is, I mean, spot on. Let's open. Where are we opening now, Audrey?
All right,
you want me to get it?
Yeah, my nails. I just got my nails.
Is that watermelon?
So one of the things we also didn't talk about was the cost of this. So I've seen a wide variety of costs. Obviously, they're rolling this out nationwide. And so it's not in every market right now. It's not in every grocery store, gas station. I bought this at a gas station near my house, and I paid $20. It was $19.99 for a 12-pack. But as soon as I got home, I got an email from a liquor store that's also near my house, and they were selling it for $13.99. So it's
a wide stretch of pricing.
$13.99, I think it's reasonable. $20 is a little excessive, I think. I don't know. I haven't
that's
priced out
excessive.
White Claws
I mean,
in a hot minute.
I feel like you got for right. your pricing.
So just real quick, my review of the watermelon. The watermelon tastes like a boot.
Oh, you don't like the watermelon?
I don't like the watermelon at all. That's just not hitting for me.
Well, that's a Jolly Rancher. Oh, actually, I like that more than I like the Baja Blast. It's a
Audrey
a Jolly Rancher.
I like it, too. That tastes like straight up a Jolly Rancher.
It does. That is.
But I will say that my order probably goes OG Mountain Dew to Watermelon to Baja Blast, but we still have one more.
So I'm definitely OG Baja. Watermelon is in last place for me right now.
Because
it has kind of more of that artificial aftertaste that I hate. Like, I won't even drink any of the White Claws or Bizzies or any of that stuff.
Let me take another drink of that watermelon.
Black cherry tastes like a cherry coat. Oh,
we're in a black cherry now?
I mean, I just did it. I don't know.
That is most candy-like. The watermelon, I think, is the most pungent.
Maybe that's why
out
I like
of
it.
All of them.
That's my order.
Baja Blast is my least favorite so far. Cracking the black cherry zero sugar Mountain Dew hard seltzer.
Black cherry tastes like a cherry Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Black cherry White Claw is my favorite White Claw.
I think you like this.
So here's the thing. So after drinking all of these, I feel like it definitely serves its purpose, and it's definitely knowing who its clientele is going to be. They want sweet,
large,
yeah, that's good, right?
bold flavors, and I think that's what all of those are.
Mahoney is getting excited.
You
like
that
excited.
One the best?
The black cherry is my favorite.
Of all
Dude,
of
that
them.
Is cherry Coke.
It
I
is.
I mean, that is 100%
tastes just like
cherry
a cherry Coke. Yes.
Cherry Pepsi. More cherry Pepsi than cherry
Coke. You
like
that better than the OG?
I mean, to be fair, I like cherry Pepsi more than I like, or cherry Coke more than I like OG
Mountain Dew.
But that doesn't, I could not tell you, if you told me that had alcohol in it, I would not believe
anyone.
None of
these taste like they have alcohol. So Mahoney, which one's your order?
For me, I go black cherry, OG, watermelon, Baja Blast.
Okay, Dave, which one do you do?
OG, black cherry, just jump the line.
Baja Blast, watermelon's trash.
You guys are...
Jordan, what? Where are you at with the order of these?
I'm at Black Cherry, OG, Baja Blast, and then watermelon.
Whoa, mine is so much different. Mine's OG, watermelon, Baja, and then the Black Cherry. Because the Black Cherry is just... I don't know if I could drink multiple Black Cherries.
Fair. Yeah.
It's just that's the most strong flavored one to me. The other ones are just like sweet. They taste like popsicles. And then I just like the OG because it just tastes exactly like a Mountain Dew. And again, if you have these around kids.
Oh, this is dangerous.
It's not good.
No, this is not good around kids.
You cannot taste the alcohol
in
it at all.
No. That is that.
I've told you guys that my younger brother used to have an addiction to Diet Mountain Dew. Uh-huh. Like he used to drink it like multiple a day. He would start his day with it. I'm afraid he's going to relapse.
Well, we have to put a bow on this segment and give it a rating.
We set the bar at a 3 because we thought there was no way that this was. But for what
it
is,
Mahoney.
I mean, even rated against this is not on our malt the Mahoney malt o meter though. This is on the craft beer scale supremacy.
The malt. So
you're just putting it against everything that we drank.
I'm putting this against the beers that we drink.
Oh,
I,
no.
I legit am. Like
Native Clown said, I'm all jacked up on hard Mountain Dew. Are you Mahoney? Let's find out. Here we go.
On Mahoney's beer scale supremacy, I give the hard Mountain Dew OG flavor a 3.1 out of 5.
What?
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave, I've got a question for you from me and from my husband. Now, I told my husband that the Karens and the Darrens of the world, you guys started it, okay? But he says the internet started it. Did you guys find it on the internet and start the Karen and the Darren controversy that's going on? Because I'm not kidding you, it's on South Park, it's everywhere. And every time I see it, I'm like, the Dave Mahoney Show, Dave Mahoney Show. You know, like, no, they got it from Dave Mahoney Show.
Message deleted.
Now, Mary, your husband is a damn liar.
Well,
we definitely started the Karensance. It was all us, our idea. The internet just copied us.
Dave, we did pioneer the Darrens, though.
The Darrens.
And if you
sure
don't know what a Darren is,
it's
the
Karen.
Male version of a Karen. But instead of the Karen Kate Gosling haircut, it's the very tight fade flat top.
High and tight. The softball coach Oakley's on the back of the head.
Back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes... glasses on the back of the head and on the front. Two pairs.
Double it.
That's a Darren. Definitely a belt that has no holes in it. So it's either a braided belt or
sure.
One of the faux military belts.
Yeah.
So that is definitely a phone holster. Definitely exists for this for Darren's.
And perhaps
as well.
a carabiner with the keys dangling off.
For
the
sure.
Yeah.
I feel like a Darren is also somebody who pretends to be an officer of the law.
Yeah, but you're
drives
not.
A Crown Vic.
Yeah.
Always drives a Crown Vic.
It still has the outline of the police symbol that's been taken off.
Bought it at auction.
Bought it at auction every time.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, do you have a song that, you know, no matter how many times you listen to it, it still gives you goosebumps?
Message deleted.
I'm going to have to go and defer to my top 25 most played on my phone. Because if I try and think about any song in general, it's just whatever I'm currently listening to. But that's not always...
For me, it's Let It Be by the Beatles.
Ooh.
Because my parents used to play that when I was a kid. And like every time, it's like a little time machine.
Like Eleanor Rigby from the Beatles is another one for me. Like that just has like a special meaning.
Yeah.
You know, that just takes me back to a time and place. There's a... Do you and your wife have a song?
No.
At all? Like, so my wife and I have a song, but it's not really like a sexy or like love song. It's just a song I started singing to her while we were driving one time when we were like first moving in together.
You got
to
keep them separate.
What is it? It's Night Fever from the Bee Gees.
Oh.
And so I don't actually know the words to that. Yeah, that's all I do.
And is sexy.
And she loves it.
Yeah, that's
that's our song.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media @Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.